Good morning for your five for the day on this St. David's Day. Today, as most of our listeners probably realise, is St. David's Day, our patron saint's day, which most Welsh people celebrate in one way or another. As a child at school, I used to love Dydd Gŵyl Dewi because lessons were cancelled for the day and instead we would have a school Eisteddfod, a day of singing, reciting, folk dancing and bitter rivalry between the various schoolhouses. In the playground we would often proudly quote Gwisg Genhinen and a Gap a Gwisgi and a Galon. And that's how it was. The boys wore leeks, the bigger, the better, and the girls would generally wear daffodils. Mind you, the boys didn't keep their leeks for long. Usually by playtime, we would have eaten them. But to get back to St. David or Dewi Sant, he is said to have been the son of Ceredig, who was Prince of Ceredigion, a region in southwest Wales. His mother, Non, was the daughter of a local chieftain. He lived during the 6th century and was said to be a gentleman who lived a very frugal life. He went about the length and breadth of Wales preaching, and very frequently his theme would be peace. Many are the stories and legends surrounding David. Whether they are true or not doesn't really matter, because his main task was to bring the knowledge of God to the people of Wales. And the need is still the same today. People need to come to know God personally, and the great thing is that we can find him and know him, for God has revealed himself in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Of course, that text says clearly that we need to believe in him, not about him. There are thousands of people who believe about him as a figure of history, but have never placed their faith in him and accepted him personally as Lord and Saviour of their lives. It's only just over 3 months ago we celebrated the coming into this world of the one they named Jesus the Saviour. In a few weeks, Easter will be upon us when we remember his death upon that old, rugged cross. As the hymn writer says, "He died an atoning death for me." In Isaiah 53, we read, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Many years ago, I put my name instead of the hour. He was wounded for Michael's transgressions. He was bruised for Michael's iniquities. The chastisement of Michael's peace was upon him, and with his stripes Michael is healed. Today we look back over the 1400 years and remember the life of the patron saint of Wales and his mission of preaching peace. If he were alive today, he would be appalled at the number of wars going on in our world. We don't have peace internationally. There is no peace in our national life, family life, or personal life. Could it be because the world in general has rejected the Prince of Peace? I trust if you haven't done it before, you will place your trust and faith in the man that not only preached peace to his hearers, but made peace for us through the blood of his cross and be at peace with God. I hope that today we all know the companionship of the Prince of Peace in our lives. Pob endith ar ddiwrnod Dewi Sant.